There's also companies like Google that are using the technology to create interfaces between mobile phones, tablets, and the real world. So the accessory development kit from Google is open source and based on Arduino as opposed to the one from Apple, which is closed source, NDA, sign your life to Apple. Here you are. There's a giant maze, and Joe is sitting there, and the maze is moving when you tilt the tablet. Also, I come from Italy, and the design is important in Italy, and yet very conservative. So we worked with a design studio called Habits in Milan to make this mirror, which is completely open source. This doubles also as an iPod speaker. So the idea is that the hardware, the software, the design of the object, the fabrication, everything about this project is open source, and you can make it yourself. So we want other designers to pick this up and learn how to make great devices, to learn how to make interactive products by starting from something real. But when you have this idea, you know, what happens to all these ideas? Now, there's like thousands of ideas that I, you know, it would take 7 hours for me to do all the presentation. I will not take all the 7 hours. Thank you. So, but let's start from this example. So the group of people that started this company called Pebble, they prototyped a watch that communicates via Bluetooth with your phone, and you can display information on it. And they prototyped with an old LCD screen from a Nokia mobile phone and an Arduino. And then when they had a final project, they actually went to Kickstarter, and they were asking for $100,000 to make a few of them to sell. They got $10 million. They got a completely, fully funded startup, and they don't have to, you know, get VCs involved or anything, just excited people with their great project.